just need somebody to be able to drive me home.
Yeah, I could do that,
well,
too.
Well, we have a sofa couch. Herb will drive you home.
No sofa couch is for Misty.
No, I'll drive you guys home. I like that.
Totally funny.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
It's not really like a on-the-show kind of thing.
Oh, so. Okay.
We spent the night at Xanadu's house because we're
recording, so ooh. You might not want to tell the story.
Sneaky man.
Well, I've only been recording for like 15 seconds, so.
But it doesn't, like, it could be recorded.
All right, guys. So welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, it's not a secret. Well, I just meant because it's like more of a visual kind of story.
Oh, you can do it. Yeah. You can do it.
I like how new like beginnings of the shows are going, where we just keep talking.
Yeah.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 93.
Nanny Trace.
And we don't fucking care how we start the show, bitches.
Biatch. This is Herb.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stephanie.
Hi, this is Ryan.
We need to come up with like another name for Misty, like Mistacious, you know? Mistachio.
That sounds like...
Mistacious sounds like a disease.
Propatia.
Okay, then what about like... What about Mistachio?
That sounds like pistachio.
That sounds like a mustache.
I don't have a mustache.
Like
with a,
like that's what they call Mario, the mustachioed one. And you're not a small, swarthy Italian man who plums it's and delicious. Fights various turtle-like individuals.
You could have a song.
I don't need a song.
You'll have to talk a little louder, Steffi.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No.
Steffi is Xanadu, everybody. She's on the show.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I am. I was. Would you guys about drug her? Day.
No.
No, she's
we
like,
gave her Aussie cheese fries.
Yeah, she's high right now.
Yeah, okay.
She's high
fries.
On fat and cheese and stuff. There's
delicious.
More orange juice over there, Ryan. If you want it.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Right
the
on.
Counter, actually, you can just reach over.
Woohoo, OJ.
So I'm gonna be really random.
Okay.
And I was looking. I don't know why, but I was. Oh, actually, well, yeah. I'll be even more random. There's a game. A game show called You Don't Know Jack that I've been playing pretty recently. I just have like the one on PlayStation, but it's like this whole like PC collection. There's like six games. And...
Is this a nerd alert moment?
No, shut the fuck up. Anyway, if you like game shows, if you like offensive stuff like Foul Monkeys, if you like very random... Random knowledge and kind of learning at the same time. Go to youdontknowjack.com or ydkj.com and you can play You Don't Know Jack for free. They have like free episodes on there. And I learned today that actually I can't remember the other guy, but it's like Jerry Lee Lewis, like you know the singer, and this other guy had something in common. I can't remember the other guy, but they both married their cousins. How fucking weird is that?
It's probably Elvis Presley.
No. It was another guy, like, totally unrelated, like a
Edgar
president
Allen
or something. Yeah. There you go. They both married their cousins.
Because
the question was like, you know, the question was like, oh, well, what do these two have in common? I mean, it's like a very random, very irreverent kind of game, but you learn a lot. Today I was learning about, I mean, they were talking about, like, Deep Impact, which I've never seen that movie. But
I have.
I guess it's based on all this other shit. And anyway, I was looking it up. And I guess on April 13th, on 2029, there's an asteroid that will come very, very close to us where apparently there's a chance of 1 in 37 that we will get hit by this asteroid.
Wow, that's not very good odds.
Yeah, at all. So anyway, I just thought I would share that because it's pretty crazy. It says that it'll miss the Earth by 25,600 kilometers, but that's like... Nothing.
It's like really close.
Yeah, that's like nothing in the span of
like
the Earth.
Hair.
So it's pretty crazy.
You know what? I bet it was that Earth-like planet they found that's five times bigger than Earth.
They shot it
over to us.
They're like, yeah, we learned how to shoot comets.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going in between us and the moon, so I don't think that would be it.
Between
wow,
us
that
and
is
the moon?
Really close.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it gonna? It better not fuck with the moon.
It's like
what I know, right? That'll fuck with like the ocean.
The moon.
22 years.
But anyway, so if you want to learn some shit and you want to play a fun game and it's free, check out You Don't Know Jack.
The TV show version of it.
Yeah, exactly. Pee Wee Herman did the TV. The TV show wasn't that good. Like the game is way funnier. The game is like hilarious.
Paul Rubin, this is the first thing you're gonna do when you make your comeback. Is this
right?
Yeah.
After touching yourself, don't touch my buzzer.
And he wasn't like himself either. Like all the hosts on You Don't Know Jack like don't use their real name. So he was like Tony something. He wasn't like, hey, my name's Paul Rubens, this is You Don't Know Jack. It was like Tony something, because they all use like these aliases. It's really weird. But yeah, it's fun, and it makes me feel really stupid because I was like, I'm like really good at the one on PlayStation. I don't know why. It has nothing to do with being good at video games or anything, because it's not about skill.
You
it's
heard
about
the question like 40 times.
No, they have like 50 different episodes on there, so I don't ever know any of this stuff. It's just like, it's not even like skill. It's just like knowledge. I always like attributed to the fact
hard.
That what?
I always thought the game was hard. I'd get pissed off.
Well, I don't know. I used to watch a lot of TV when I was a kid, and that's like where most of the knowledge of You Don't Know Jack comes from, is watching TV. It seriously is.
I'd totally pwn.
Yeah, it's like where high culture and pop culture collide. That's what they
say. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he just did.
Did you just hear that?
PWN.
Yeah, I heard it, but I'm yeah.
He's
as in pwnage.
Can't stand that word.
PWN. I tried to ignore it though because Ryan's pretty cool.
AGE.
You might want to stop while you're at it.
Pwned, yep. Pwned, pwned.
Oh, everyone, Ryan shaved his beard off.
Yeah.
What? All the way?
All the way.
He's
bald face. Do you look like you're 13 or what?
Yeah.
Well, but there's a good thing behind it, though. He did it for his mommy. For mommy's day.
She needed beardless me, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
Are you going to go to church,
She hates
too?
My beard and, like...
Are you going to go to church,
like,
too?
In the hospital and stuff. So I shaved it.
That's nice.
I thought it was really sweet.
It is very sweet.
Did you put it in a baggie for her?
No.
Ew.
No, I'm not a psychopath.
Oh, you mean
Mother,
like,
I shaved my beard for you.
Have you watched CSI tonight? Did you record it on TiVo? Exactly.
So our favorite awesome listener, who
apparently
Ernest. Has become like a listener to every show, which is
a
awesome.
A huge fan.
Because it's fucking bad.
I need to say something about that, too. Like, first, I was watching Private Parts the other day, like the Howard Stern movie. Funny shit. Good stuff. There's a point where Paul Giamatti's character is trying to get him off the air, and they're looking through the ratings, and they're looking through all the people that listen to the show at a certain time, you know, during rush hour or whatever. And then they looked at the people who don't like the show, and it was, like, triple the amount of people that don't like it but still listen to it. And the reason between both of them, and this was actually like factual shit, was that both sets of people who liked it and didn't like it wanted to see what he would say next. And that's exactly what's going on with this Ernest guy. It's like he wants us to give him more attention and talk about him, and it'll fuel his gay little fire a little bit more. It'll fuel, fuel his flame.
Who is really getting anything out of it other than him? I mean, if he's inviting other people to listen to the show, that's awesome also.
Like, hey guys, this show sucks, man. Listen to it. Yeah. So
anyway, he struck back again.
Yeah, he left a comment
anonymously.
Of course, yeah. Like, we don't know it's you. And he messed up in two different ways, and I have to point this out. First, he goes, what did you write on our thing? You put then or than?
I put then, but I was supposed to use than, and I knew I corrected it after. Like,
right,
if you go
but
through my Live Journal entries, you can see it, or everywhere else that I post it.
Right, but you can't correct it on the site, because then it'll post like a second one, right?
It won't post a second one. It'll post just one, but then people can't download it for some reason.
Huh. So anyway, so he's like spelling police. First of all, it's not spelling. It's grammar, loser. He spelled it right. He just didn't use
Dumbass.
It grammarly correctly. And if we want to get really, really technical, I think Mr. Ernest should check out his own user info on LiveJournal.
Yeah, there's a lot of grammatical errors there.
Yeah, here he goes. Number 37. I still don't know why Hillary Duff or Paris Hilton or Lindsay Lohan is famous. are famous? Come on, dude. I learned that in like second grade. Are and is. So that's my spiel on that guy. He's a loser, and he can't even cut us downright. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, let me say what he said on the website. Because I'm not deleting this because I love the fact that I have a little drama on my website.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
A lot of,
and he
like,
still listens. Yeah.
I know. I love it. I love it.
That's the best part.
He said, it's than, not then, douchebag. Don't be a bigger idiot than you already are. Okay.
I really like how he said, okay.
Okay. Because he's fucking
lame.
Because he spends all night at home watching South Park. And updating his Live Journal like 10 times an hour.
Cutting moles off, and cutting these huge moles off his back.
Yeah. Oh, that's so pictures disgusting. Of them.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's pictures of his live journal. It's
totally gross.
That's the nastiest thing I've ever heard.
And pictures of him cutting him off. It's
and like listening to Prince laser discs.
Oh, and by the way, your fucking music sucks, you asshole.
Somebody finally listened to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took us a while to come around.
You didn't press stop as soon as you heard it, like frantically searching the MySpace page. I do that, but
then I got there. But he has a couple extra things on there. So,
plus, it was like, you know, we gotta know our shit to be able to like cut this guy down. So, you know,
we're gonna have to investigate a little bit more.
Right, and he hasn't done enough investigating.
I want to see why he. I want to know why he has like moles on his back that are bigger than like a Smurf.
I don't think they're really moles. There's some kind of growths.
It's gross. Who surgically removes their moles with an X-Acto knife and Purell?
And then takes pictures.
Yeah, dude, you got to go to the dermatologist, man. I've had it done, and it was like the one time, and that was it, you know?
I was born. If you do it yourself,
you can like fuck it up.
I heard that when you have those things, if you cut them off, basically more come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. In 1968, we cut one off, you get three more. Door and slammed it. Duh.
It is expensive to get them removed, though. I looked into it.
I had it done. They like burned it off.
You realize how big these are.
Oh no, this is not that big.
These are like this big.
Well, because I want to get a tattoo there, so I don't want to have a mole in the middle of my tattoo.
Yeah, that would hurt.
You could make a bunch of mushrooms.
That's disgusting.
That'd be awesome.
That's not disgusting. That's gross. That's 3D.
It could be like a face, and it could be a mole with a beauty mark on the face.
Have you seen my mole? Wow, it does.
They could tattoo your mole. Tattoo your mole.
Is it big? Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Why did you do your mole? Yeah.
Huh? Is it big?
It's not that bad.
Let me see.
Woo! Strip, Steffi, strip.
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing compared to what he has.
It's still not attractive, and I don't like it. And the baby, like, touches it and stuff, and it bugs me. Like, get away from me.
That's funny.
Dude, it's cool. I have some, too. Every time my mom sees me without a shirt, which is, you know, every single day, she's like, because it's fucking hot here. I have to add that, dude. It's like 100 today. What the fuck? I woke up at 4 and it's 99 outside. And it's going to stay that way until like.
Who wakes up at
4
o'clock in the afternoon?
I do because it's my day off, biatch.
On my days off, I wake up at 4.
You know what our weather was like today? Smoky as fuck.
I know, right?
Like on fire.
Thank God that shit cleared out today.
Florida and Georgia and California are on fire.
Fire.
There's too many gay people.
And there's a hurricane.
Oh, there's a hurricane. Yes.
And it's not even a hurricane. It's a hurricane now.
Hell
yeah.
We need to have a party.
It's like just under a hurricane. It's already like really strong. Yeah. And it's not even hurricane season.
Maybe we should have a hurricane podcast.
Listen here. I got to say something about hurricanes and tropical storms and all that bullshit. Lived in Florida for 22 years. You can tell when people have not lived here. Because freak the fuck out. Today, a woman at work was like, there's a tropical storm up near Jacksonville. We got to buy a bunch of water and milk. And I was like, first of all,
milk,
you're not even going to know. Like, if anything, it's going to be less rainy and stuff because it's so far away. And storms like that suck in other storm systems.
Exactly.
So the surrounding areas are actually very pleasant. Number two,
yeah, man.
Wow.
You
want to
buy
Weatherman.
Non-perishables. Yeah, I'm gonna
Why would you buy milk if the electricity is going to go out?
Something that's going to smell like shit when the power goes out. Hey, no, I packed my freezer full of meat.
They do that when it snows up north.
Yeah,
but their whole thing is, well, we could stick the meat out in the snow and we could cook it on our kerosene heater.
You know, I have to say something about Katrina.
Family,
I was shocked that Katrina was like so much worse than Andrew because I went through Andrew. The eye on my neighborhood. So it's like, I know fucking hurricanes. And I was like, what the fuck? Because Louisiana does not get hurricanes like Florida. That was like the one that took the whole cake. But I mean, in general, it's like, they get like shit. Nobody gets hurricanes like Florida. Nobody in the whole world. It's not.
Whoa. North Carolina totally gets it. Yeah, because comes towards Florida and it goes straight into the Carolinas.
Oh, I went to Hurricane Hugo.
It's almost we have some kind of deflector shield that Jeff.
Yeah, it's called the Bahamas.
Said it tore up her Barbie Corvette.
It did. It totally killed my Barbie.
Oh my God, that's
sad.
Our deflector shield is like a deflector shield of Haitians. That's what it is.
Oh.
They do the rain dance and then they push it it over. Like, yeah, like no, but seriously though, like Florida is. I mean, they all come. They all come towards Florida, and a lot of little ones hit that
please
people don't even realize.
Put to Herb regarding
email her
Haitian slander. Wait, in the what? Headline when you send us the emails on that, please.
Misty was sitting here like, oh my god. I don't think we have any Haitian listeners. Anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't.
Not now.
See, whatever, man. Haitians are cool. They have deflector shields, man. It's Star Wars.
Yeah.
In an archipelago long, long ago, you know, long, far, far away, whatever.
Yeah, so they got lightsabers and shit.
I don't know. It just, you know, it kind of like upset me. Well, not only, I mean, Katrina was a horrible thing, but it was just like, man, you guys don't know hurricanes. You know, like that one hurricane. We've had like fucking 500 hurricanes, like not equivalent to that, obviously, because that was like the biggest. But it's just like, it's just, you know, it's like. It's like when people, when something happens to somebody and they use that one example as the standard for all things, you know? So now that Louisiana has had a Katrina.
Oh, like when Ernest talks about my show on the one show he listened to?
Right. So it's like, now that Louisiana has had Katrina, they think that for all time, they know hurricanes for the, you know, it's just like, dude, that was in Florida.
And
like,
yeah,
that.
And obviously,
they got like
Katrina
the short
is a good
stick. I think in that situation,
it's a good good support that they don't know hurricanes because they got a lot of warning and a lot of people
definitely.
Are like, "Fuck that shit,
we're
I'm
cool.
staying
we
right
live
here."
In a bowl.
I know, and it's like, no, you leave or you bury yourself underground like Deep Impact.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. That's it.
We're gonna dig big holes.
Like seriously, yeah, I mean, you know, and it was horrible, and I don't mean to like, well, I don't mean to downgrade that at all. I mean, it was horrible. And it was a horrible thing, but it's just like, dude, that is like Florida every fucking year. Every year in August, hurricane season starts, and we have to buy batteries and flashlights and water. Yay. I mean, I did it every year of my life with my mom. You know, my mom, my dad would be like, oh, you know, we have to go buy water and flashlights and batteries. And a lot of times, you know, stuff kind of blew through, and it was like, whatever. And other times, you know, it was pretty bad, but it was just like, you know, we went right through Andrew, and we still made it, and, you know, it's all right. I got kind of tired of it, and I'm glad we kind of moved away from South Florida. But it's just like, that's life. And I know what you mean. Like, people who have never been there, like, freak out.
I was told if you move to Lakeland, you won't go through a hurricane. The next year, we went through three.
Right.
Oh, man, that was such an awesome year. We had so many hurricane parties.
It wasn't
awesome for me because I, for 3 weeks, did not have electricity.
Yeah. I lived in the room of death with the metal roof
nice.
And
now,
the
I think
heat.
If the electricity
it's
goes
not
out
really
this year,
as bad as
I'm
you would
the most
think.
Fucked out
I mean,
of all of us.
I drove to my mom's house to shower.
I took
and
a shower
just chilled
in
the
gutter.
House.
I took a shower with a gutter outside.
You know,
you told
worst,
me, I know.
It was horrible.
The worst part
of kind of
the worst part about the whole situation is the no air conditioning.
From the neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean,
dude,
everything
no,
in
no,
your house stinks.
Yeah.
Everything in your house is wet.
Yeah, it gets all mildewy.
Books get wrinkly.
They get bigger, too.
Yeah.
Because of the moisture.
Oh, if my clothes get bigger,
fat.
That's not bad, though. That's awesome. Yeah,
I don't know.
So everyone's staring at me like I'm weird.
Yeah,
because unless your clothes are made out of books, like you're some like
I meant
weird
the material
literary enthusiast, like, oh, I love this book. I'm gonna wear it,
dude. As like bad as like as bad as Andrew was, like, you know, I was like 8, so I had. I mean, it was fun. In like the apocalyptic sense,
he was so
you know?
Happy that he got to live in a trailer for like 2 years.
Well, yeah. Afterwards, dude, you have to realize like afterward, the night after Andrew, I had never seen so many stars in my whole life. That is fucking cool. Regardless of the damage and all that shit done, there was no lights except for right downtown in Miami, and that was like amazing because I'd never seen the sky like that. I mean, it was actually dark, and there wasn't like this huge haze of pollution because there were no lights.
Get
it was beautiful, you know? And there were, like, dogs and cats, like, everywhere, and there was all this shit, like, all over the place. And, like, our neighbors, we, like, got together, and we, like, you know, we all helped each other.
Set the cities on fire?
Damn. It was cool.
Never mind. Ryan's being so retarded.
What the fuck
right
are
now?
Neighbors, by the
hey,
way?
Hey, I want to...
I don't take kindly to this Mr. Rogers bullshit.
Oh my god. I think this might be one of the worst episodes we've ever done, I think maybe.
Why? Oh my god. Oh my god.
I don't know. I just think
Well, you're the person who doesn't let us know when you start taping.
Yeah. How about that? How about no Mr. Sneaky, like no finger, no nothing?
What the fuck? This is my show.
There's no on-air sign.
We don't know.
And Mr. Like, okay. You totally need to get new chairs.
Hey, man. I made him move the love seat.
I'm so comfortable.
Yeah, man.
That sounded very sexual.
Sorry. Xanadu and I.
So we have two
very hot babes on a love seat.
There's this strip club here called Les Girls, and the girl is like, it's like right by the, it's right by the fucking airport. And every time I drive by, like the commercial is like, this girl. And she's so slutty, and they show like all the curves of her body, but it's so like vague in the shots that you can't exactly tell what part of the body just that is. So it's like, it could be her elbow, or it could be her camel toe, or it could be her like knee. Yeah. You know, you can't tell. And it's like, and she's like, if you want to see, you have to come inside. And it's like, whoa! I think I'll stay by the airport.
I think that a strip club by the airport would get real good business. I think that'd be the prime spot.
I don't know. That place looks. I'm not a strip club guy. And people are like, well, you know, they have good ones for guys too. And I'm like, yeah, but they're all like they're skinny, gross. Twink, like typical, very stereotypical gay guys.
What if it was a whole group of like 300 pounders up there dancing for you?
I don't know. I don't like bars. I don't like clubs. I don't like strip clubs. I grew up going to bars and clubs, so it was like I have no interest in them in my adult life at all. It's just like, what am I going to do there? I don't drink and I don't smoke, so what would I have fun doing? I mean, I'll go with people.
You have to watch everyone else get jacked up and be.
Well, yeah, like I'll go with people and it'll be a cool time. But I just, to me, it's like, you know, like my friend came here from out of town last week and he's like, "What is there to do around here, man?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I just hang out with people, man." He's like, "Well, where are all the beer bars?" I'm like, "I don't know." He's like, "Well, you're gay. You should know." I'm like, "Dude, I don't fucking." What, you know, like, why, just because I'm 21 and I'm gay does not mean I know where all the gay spots are.
I'm sorry, you didn't get your map in the mail.
I know, right?
You should have got
Ryan knows 21. Where all the gay hot spots are.
Oh, speaking yeah, of totally. Gay. Speaking of gay. Do any of you who have been in Lakeland, mainly the people in this room and her, okay, so we have this drive-in movie place.
I need to go there. Yeah, I love driving movies.
And does anybody know the name of the road that drives down next to it?
Wabash?
No.
Cumbie?
That's the road. No. The side road. The side road next to Silver Moon is Gay Street.
Is it?
Awesome. Yes.
And it was funny because I was like driving along and I was like, "Where is this fucking street, man?" Street signs in Lakeland are gay. And then I look up and there's Gay Street and I like. Oh, I swear to God, I had to stop because it was so funny.
That's awesome.
You pulled your car over to laugh at the street sign?
Well, no, there was a light right there. So I looked out, but I probably would have.
All the streets up here behind me where all the old people live, it's all like Princess Avenue and Queen Court. I'm like, how appropriate. I need to live on Queen Street.
Dude, I love driving movies. And I need to go there when we go there before they close it down. Because eventually they'll all like close all of them
you
down.
You would definitely be a good person for me to go with because I like to get drunk at the drive-in.
They make good money because they also have like the flea market thing going on.
Dude, exactly. That's like the one here is a flea market during the day and a drive-in at night.
Lauderdale too.
Yeah, they have Spider-Man 3 and something else playing there now.
Dude, yeah, ours has like... It has like 12 screens, but they play like 3 waves of movies. So it's like you play... You play like the first wave?
Ours has two.
Yeah, we're not dancing.
Dude, that's badass. Well, no, but ours is real old. I mean, it's from like the 60s or the 50s. It's really, really old. It's like, there's only like 3 left in Phoenix. He's like, and that's like the one that's over here.
All right, go poop.
But it's cool though, because it's only like, he's going to go poo.
Can you use toilet paper,
please? He had Aussie cheese fries, and he's lactose intolerant.
That's amazing.
And he had ranch dressing. That was ranch dressing, right?
Yeah, he had a bunch of ranch dressing.
But his face was so distressed because he's like,
yeah, he was like, ooh.
Oh God.
His stomach was rumbling.
Yeah.
So we have 2 new people onto the MySpace page.
Sweet. Cool.
Steffi.
Me.
And a guy named Eddie out of California, I think.
Ooh.
And we also had some comments on the website. Steffi left those.
I'm like such a stalker.
I know, right? She writes, because I'd made a comment about the last show about how the only episode she's probably ever listened to is the one that we were talking about,
which
Garrett.
Was so untrue. It was the first episode, because Misty's like, you need to listen to it because we mentioned you briefly. And then she's like, and I'm on it and Ryan's on it. So I listened to it. That's when I start. I don't just go listen to it.
So she was just saying that she's listened to many others and she's told a few people about us.
At work.
Yeah. Cool.
The no soul people.
The no soul people. People with no souls. But they were all like, oh, that sounds cool. How do I do that? And then I had to explain.
Oh, you mean the old people?
No, there's young people in my class. I'm like the youngest, but there's the oldest is like 34.
And she loves Herb's rants.
What's up?
And Ricky is cute too. Aw, thanks.
You are.
He is.
Wow, you know what? So we all have something in common in this room except for Herb. We all worked at the same place.
We did.
Oh, yeah. Very true. Very true.
I think we all loathed it equally.
Well, one of us is still there.
But he's still.
Oh, sorry.
Know, he loves it.
He can't defend himself. He's not here.
I don't know, man. I worked at the same kind of place. You worked at a call center, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that, too.
Where did you work at?
This place called Infinite. I sold,
magazine subscriptions and stuff, right?
That's no, funny. No, no. I sold the Seattle Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the Arizona Republic.
Ooh, I like working there. I don't know. I like working.
Yeah, wait until you get somebody that's bitching.
I do. I get. It's not I even. Work from yeah. Home and
the
I get.
You work from good, home?
Yeah, I work. I do both. I have two jobs.
Oh, okay.
But the work from home job is really fun because you get a lot of really creepy people.
Are you a phone sex operator?
No, I wish I was. But my mom said I couldn't put a line in her house if I was going to do that. So I have to. I do the TV stuff. Like when you order something off TV.
Oh, okay.
Like I do that, but it's like being a phone sex operator because I'm paid by the minute, and these pervy people call, and I'll keep them on because I want them to get paid.
That's great. So, I need one of those.
It's really, really gross though, because they're like, "Can I touch your feet? Can I touch? What would you do if I touched your feet?" It's like,
I had somebody call me when I was an operator and ask how many hairs I had on my toes.
I'm really interested to know that.
Like how many?
Yeah, he like wanted to know how many hairs I had on my toes.
Like per toe or like,
I don't know. I didn't ask any more questions.
My toes are hairless. I'm upset by that.
Well, girls usually are. I have a mm-hmm. See, I have a little bit of hair on my
thigh. He has
Let's
a little bit of
not
ones.
Ask Ryan.
Ooh. He's probably got like, hair on his bottom of his
Yeah, he's probably too. Like hobbity.
Yeah, hobbity.
He's hobbity as hell.
Yeah.
So, Amy left us a message. She's a longtime listener. But she hasn't responded to us in a while, but she left us a message.
Cool.
Very funny show, guys and gal. Gal.
Moon.
I can't believe that guy, what's his face, had the nerve to blog about you and call Ricky an asshole. You go, Misty, give him hell. I just wanted to say that that the guy giving you guys shit is a jealous stalker. Yeah, you asshole, you're a stalker. I know you want me, just tell me. You want all of us at one time. I know you do. He wants to be a podcast superstar just like you, Ricky, but he doesn't have the balls.
Dude, nobody has the balls like Ricky.
Aww,
no.
No, we do not need to go there again.
Ricky's you could probably balls, suffocate Ricky's him with your balls.
Ricky's big balls.
Oh my god.
Ricky's
you could
balls.
you can get him in a headlock with your ball with your squirrels.
Oh my god.
And I could like just beat him up. You could hold him there with your squirrels and I'll beat him up.
Oh, that'd be a great YouTube video.
And I can no. Hold him right there. Hold him with your squirrels. And like, dude, we could totally make that a YouTube video. Like not even the real thing. I mean, we could take like plastic like squirrel mannequins and like totally reenact this with Ernest. Like somebody that's his size, but then like just black out his face with like a censorship thing, and then just do like a whole reenactment. That'd be funny as hell. And I could sit there and pretend to break like Prince records and albums and stuff, like right in front of him.
Oh, we could probably go to like a thrift store and find some Prince records.
No
actually
shit.
Use them.
Yeah.
Also, somebody added themselves to our Frapper map. You haven't added yourself to our Frapper map.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Batgirl.
I'm sorry. I'll get on it the minute I get home.
Clint from Washington State added himself from Seattle. We had two people in China, one person in Japan, and one person in Nottingham, England add themselves.
Wow.
Oh, speaking of Japan, I need to talk about real quick. There's this guy named John, who goes by John Cub on LiveJournal, and he's a cool guy, and he made this post today.
You only think he's cool because he puts naked pictures of himself online.
No, I think he's cool because of that, and he's cool. No, he's a cool guy. He lives with his husband in Japan, and they have, like, a son. Well, I mean, really it's John's son from, like, his previous marriage, and I don't know, it's just, you know, it's a really cool situation, because usually, I don't really know a lot of gay guys with sons that they actually, you know, keep in touch with them, and they live, like, a pretty normal life. I mean, that's pretty, I admire that, I think that's cool, you know, because I just watched a movie about that, where there was, like, a straight couple who had a kid, and then they divorced, and then the guy came, the husband came out, and the kid was, like, trying to get used to the husband and his partner, and it's, like, weird. And anybody who can make that work in real life, that's fucking awesome. I totally commend people for that. So, anyway, he posted this picture today. I guess in Mexico they had some kind of art exhibition in Mexico where, like, 18,000 people stripped down to the nude and posed on the side of this building. It's, like, fucking, it's crazy. I thought it was, like, when I first saw it, I thought it was a Truth commercial. Like, like, no, this is how many bodies.
Yeah.
He does that, like, everywhere. He has books out.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool. I thought it was, like, what a Truth thing, like, you know.
I'm not gonna do that.
Good. I'll go look at the naked people.
But if other people are on top of you and no one can see you, what does it matter?
But I'm still...
Yeah, but then you get, like, syphilidia.
Syphilidia.
Yeah, but then you have, like, how awkward would it be after the picture's taken? Everybody's, like, ambling away. And all,
yeah, like, hey, that's my underwear over there, man. Yeah. Get off the...
Give me my pants back, please.
I don't know. I seriously thought it was, like, a Truth thing, though. Like, this is how many people that cigarettes kill every year, you know? I don't know.
Very unsatisfying orgy.
But it was cool, and I told John I would mention him on the show, so John could be cool. Listen to our show.
Does he listen?
Cool beans.
I told him to listen to...
Maybe that's the person in Japan.
No, it's not yet. I told him to, the episode that we're doing today, I would mention him, and it won't come out for a few days, but listen to it when you get a chance.
Yeah, more like a week. Oh, but I want to, like, tell you guys that, you know, we're always concerned about, like, how many people are downloading the most current show. Well, I've been keeping tabs since the last, like, since Friday, how many people are downloading. And just the old shows, there's, like, 700 people have downloaded the old shows.
Wow. Awesome.
And for the year, I had... For 1 year, I have... Uno momento. Is my bathroom okay, Ryan? It's
to my liking. Not anymore. You dropped a bomb, I'm sure.
All right, the day that we did the one-year recording...
Uh-huh.
Maybe it'll scare the snake out of there.
almost 30,000 people downloaded shows for 1 year.
Wow.
That's like 182 people per day.
Nice. High five.
Dude, that was awesome math.
Also, I want to mention that I want to mention that I was on another podcast yesterday called Don't Drop the Soap. The host is called, his name is JT. He also has two other podcasts called Real Men Wear Pink and JT Online, and you can get those on iTunes, and he just put the latest episode that I was on Don't Drop the Soap. So I want everybody to go check it out.
And he wants me on there too, right?
I guess.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, diss.
Ow.
That's a time zone diss, as Ryan calls it.
A diss.
Yes, he does.
No,
he actually wants him. He wants Herb to be on it by himself, just like I was.
So we could have phone sex and not record that part.
Don't even think about it.
I'm not.
Sure you're not. Uh-uh. Oh, we have a staring competition going on over here. Steffi and Ryan. Oh, Steffi blinked.
Bitch.
I didn't think it was a blinking one.
He's trying to get her to laugh. It's
and I knew I was going to lose.
I have something else to mention. There's this guy. Looking man. This guy that I work with. A goofy Mormon. Looking man.
Mormon. Does he have the cool underwear?
Mormon Phil.
Does he ride a bike? Does he ride a bicycle?
No, they're moving over to cars now. They're hiring people to drive them around.
Nuh-uh. Like in like little VWs?
I thought Mini Coops.
Like in Geek Squad?
Yeah. Mormons are allowed to drive.
No, they're allowed to drive. They just don't. They just ride bikes everywhere. Like, you see them riding bikes all the time.
And black
suits.
Well,
you can get around faster.
Well, like, black pants with white shirts.
I think those are just the people that come to your house. I don't think that it's a matter of
No, I don't mean that. Culture. But
No. It's a Mormon thing, but it's only a certain time period. Like, this guy is 25, and he already went on his mission.
That's how they're represented.
I
don't
care
what they
think. I love when they come by. I invite them in.
They can
be
like, but we don't all do that. But when you send out people,
I'm very nice to them.
And
I don't care what they say. There's the ones that believe that there's an extra book to the Bible, right?
I don't know.
No,
I don't listen to them.
Theirs is with, what's his face?
Latter-day Saints. Is that the same thing, Mormons?
Yeah, LDS.
Yeah, they think there's a... The guy with the golden tablet?
The Mormon?
Jacob Smith? John Smith?
Jacob Jingleheimer.
It's John Jacob Jingleheimer.
John Jacob.
I was like, Willy Wonka?
That's my name, too.
You were shifting.
My name, too. Yeah,
whenever we go out,
the people always shout.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith.
That's my name, too.
La, 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 la.
Wow.
I don't know who it was.
But yeah, like,
John
I thought
Smith
he,
is his
like,
name.
Like, he was like, oh, this is what the Bible really
Pocahontas
said.
Pocahontas John Smith?
No.
No, not Pocahontas.
Like, he's
supposed,
I think he
Colors
found, like, a gold
wind.
Tablet
Same
that only he could
one.
Read. So he,
Colors of the Wind.
He, dude, like, Willy Wonka?
Yes.
That's what that sounds like to me. That's how, like, ridiculous that sounds. So, like, okay. So, anyway, this guy's 25, and he, like, already went on his mission, like, years ago. But get this. And I know you're going to be like, yeah, right, but knowing this guy, Phil, that I work with, it's probably true. He has never masturbated before.
What?
And I know that's like, you know, if you're a guy and you're 25 and you're a guy and you're a human and you're a guy and you're a guy and you're a guy, then you definitely masturbated before.
Monkeys
but
even
honestly, but yeah, so do dogs.
Okay.
But
he may
honestly,
not remember
I believe
masturbating
him,
because there's scientific proof that, like, when you're little and stuff, that you play with yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, no. I'm talking about consciously, though. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's a liar.
I have witnessed this phenomenon myself. My son pulls
you know
on
what
the
I mean,
shit, like he wants to yank it off. It scares the crap. I'm like, you're 17 months old. Let it go.
No. But I mean, like, consciously. Like, I honestly believe him because he's Phil. I mean,
really?
if you know him, then you'll know what I mean. Like, he's just
Has
one of those
ever
people.
Had sex?
Yeah, right?
No.
Sexual contact at all?
Does he have, like, God. A tone of voice? Does he sound like a robot?
Whoa. Ricky, of course he's never had sex. He's not married yet. That's, like, his thing. He's waiting for, like, marriage, and that's,
wow.
like...
Wow. That
can you believe how fucking intense his orgasm is going to be when he has sex the first time? It's going to be, like... It's going to, like, blow this bitch away. It's going to be, like, Scary Movie.
What if... I don't know, though. What if it's, like, when, you know, like... A vegetarian eats meat and then dies. You know what I'm saying? Like, watch out, dude. Don't have
no,
sex.
No. But it's
run.
Coming out of him.
Just
it's not going
run.
Into him.
I don't know if you're listening, but run.
I don't know, man. I just, like, I almost want to see it. I want to see it on, like, XTube or something, you know? That's how, like, amazing that's probably going to be.
I saw
like, can you believe
this masturbation video on XTube. It's
what
this
is
guy
X-tube?
Teaching.
I guess
XTube.
Porn.
Oh, my God. You guys have
it's
never
like
heard of XTube.
It's like PornoTube.
It's like porno,
YouTube.
But it's YouTube.
I have
is
no
it
need.
Free?
Yes.
Sweet.
And it's awesome. Let me tell you, I saw this one where this guy is teaching people how to do the
we'll
massage technique, like masturbating women.
Never.
And she's like spitting this shit out. Like, weeks. I've never seen a woman do this before. It was like
no
so hot
food,
it almost
nothing.
Turned me on.
Dude, wow. Yeah, female ejaculation, that happens.
I know, but it's not like I've seen it before.
I don't know.
So,
I heard stories.
Because I know Ricky's
guy,
always like...
Do wet dreams count? Like,
yeah.
Because you
no.
can't control those.
Yeah.
You can't control wet
I
dreams.
I assume it's
just... I wonder if he has, like, an excessive amount. Like, because
I've never had a wet dream
have
before.
To.
Like, every night. It's just...
That's bad
he wakes
for
up covered
prostate.
In semen.
That
dude, yeah, that's
so
probably,
hot.
like Phil, that's probably what goes on with Phil, is that he has, like, ridiculous wet dreams.
I recommend you masturbate 2 to 3 times a day.
Ryan, did you ever have a wet dream?
Probably. I don't think so, though.
I've never
you started masturbating.
I started cranking shit out as soon as I could. Hell, before shit even worked, I was like, yeah, we're going to get this started.
Oh, yeah, this shit. Yeah.
This
oh,
shit's
yeah.
the bomb.
Let's get retarded.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I like dream orgasms better. So I'm all for them.
love them.
Wow. All
right then.
Just saying, they're better.
But I don't know. Maybe it's like the young guy in me, or maybe it's the gay guy in me, or whatever. But it's like I want to like enlighten this guy, or like I want to hook him up with some girl, you know, like without the marriage thing, just because he needs to get off. Like, come on, dude. He's 25. It's like, dude, just get off. You know, it like bugs me.
I was like crawling at like 15 or 16. I was like, oh my fucking God, I've got to do something. But to be 25.
It gets to a point where it's like, you don't care anymore. You know what I mean?
You should hear him. I should have recorded it on my phone.
He says he doesn't masturbate. Does that count like dry humping a pillow or something?
It's the same thing. That's how I started.
That is the second reference I've heard to dry humping a pillow and microphones being around today.
No, he's like, I just don't see what the big deal is, man. Like, why is masturbating so popular?
Because it fucking feels good.
Right, but he like doesn't, he, you know, he looks at it as if it's like so a popular fad. Yeah, he's like, I just don't get it, man.
Whoa.
I don't see what the big deal is, man.
Did you explain it to him? Like, exactly. What exactly masturbation is? Because maybe he's doing it and doesn't know. Maybe he thinks you're talking.
Maybe he's in denial.
About something else. Like, man, like driving with one hand while you eat or something. I don't know. Yeah, come on, you don't masturbate? Anytime I got some fries, I'm masturbating.
Oh,
I don't know. He's just like, I got to a point where I almost don't have patience for people like that, just because it's like, come on, grow up.
Grow up and masturbate, you dumbass.
Yeah. Instead, he's like Mr.
to whack it.
No, but see, this guy is like, this is like one of these scary guys. He's a cool guy, but I would not want to be on his bad side. Because he's like the play World of Warcraft all day and Mr. Member of the NRA.
What?
And never masturbated and really into like guns and bombs and stuff.
Oh,
and
he like, that's not good.
Yeah, exactly. And he has so much tension built up in his...
A Mormon?
Is dude, hello? Wow. What do you think NRA is? It's Christians.
Yeah, but he plays WoW.
It's insane.
There's blunderbuses in there.
Wait, like, no, but what is that? Whoa. What does that have to do? What does that have to do with that?
It just.
That means that.
No, it just seems like.
Worshipping the devil. That's all that means is.
Seriously, I've heard like Warcraft, a lot of people that are more religious than most dislike WoW.
And EverQuest because they use magic, which is, you know, considered evil. But it's just like.
I wonder what kind of character he plays.
He's 25, so I'm pretty sure that
maybe
whatever.
Find him.
Oh, I'll have to get on his server.
And maybe you could be his first.
And duel him. Be like, if I win this duel, I'm
going to
masturbate
to
you. Or he'll
masturbate. No, he's very contradictory. Like, you know, he plays WoW.
It's okay.
And he's into guns and bombs, but he will not cuss. Good. He won't cuss ever, you know? So it's like, what... Like, you know, like language is more of a problem than blowing somebody's house up. You know what I mean? It's like, what...
yeah.
Like... Well, you know, all he did was cut his head off with a chainsaw. But
I didn't say fuck.
But I didn't say shit, yeah.
Praise Jesus.
Dude, that's how it was, man. That's how it was when I worked at GameStop, man. They have, like, horrible games out there. Like Grand Theft Auto and all that. And, you know, the moms would be like, you know, well, this game has mature, you know, subject matter. It has prostitution. It has drug use. Oh, well, you know, they're just going to see that on TV anyway. But, like, the minute they hear a cuss word, it's like, oh, I'm not buying that for my child. How dare you? And it's like, well, it's okay if they prostitute that bitch and then they throw her to the ground and drive by. But as long as they don't say shit while they're doing it. It's like, what?
And they're wearing clean underwear.
Yeah, that's like, okay. That's like America.
We're, like, down to 15 minutes. Oh, and God. Missy has something to talk about.
I do?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Oh, I want to tell everyone that Missy's making flyers for us.
Yeah. But...
And it's really cute.
I don't know what to talk about now.
No, you're have, like, the pants guy.
You have, like... Yeah, the pants... Totally talk about the pants guy.
Okay.
Just long story short.
Party.
To make a long story short, about 2 years ago, this... Jackass.
Is his name Ernest?
Who goes in? He's a lawyer. His name is Roy Pearson in Washington D.C. He took his pants to a local dry cleaner, which was owned by a, I believe, a Chinese family. Yes, the Chungs.
Of course.
It's a couple and their son. Well, they lose his pants, okay? And first he demanded that they give him $1,100 to replace them. They said, he said no. And then they offered to give him $3,000. He said no. Then they offered $4,600. He said no. And then finally they offered $12,000 for a pair of trousers. And he said no. So now he's suing them for $67 million.
I'm like already lost. I don't understand.
They're trying to give him all this money for these pants, and he keeps saying no. It's not good enough.
He left his pants over there?
He's at a dry cleaner.
It's a dry cleaner. They lost his pants.
Stop chatting online.
I'm nuts. Listen. I just don't understand Chinese, okay? Jeez.
I was not speaking in Chinese.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah,
so exactly. You said Chung. I don't know that junk.
Okay, so a dry cleaner lost this dude's pants. They offered him lots of money to replace the pants. He said no. Okay, and he's a lawyer, and now he is suing them for $67 million. It is just a family-owned little dry cleaner in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And it's about to go to court on June 11th.
Because he's not going to win. He's a dumbass.
I'll assassinate him.
The guy's like, actually a judge now.
If he wins, I will.
I hope he loses his job.
Destroy him.
I hope he loses his job.
Dude, that's America, man. America's great. You can,
but the thing is they're thinking about moving back to China because of the whole situation, right?
Well, I would definitely do that.
Yeah, and then I'm going to show him how to jerk it.
Are you still talking about the masturbation guy?
Well, he's going to help me blow up this guy's house.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to play World Warcraft.
With his pipe bombs.
And then masturbate.
No, but that's America, man. The beautiful thing about America is that you can say whatever you want here, but the person that cash ass for saying what you want can get out in 7 years. You know, it's like incredible.
Hey, Herb, and all the listeners, and England, and Japan, and China.
And China.
And around the world. Europe. Which is England, anyway.
Okay.
we have is this Florida or Germany question or story?
Okay. A woman forced an 83-year-old housemate to smoke crack cocaine so she could steal personal information to get a credit card and run up more than $3,000 in charges.
Sounds like Florida, because she didn't have to... If he's 83, she didn't have to get him to smoke crack for that. Just fucking break his hip and then go steal that shit.
Oh my god. you're staying in Phoenix.
Dude, like you have to fool an old person with drugs. Like, people are, like, so not slick.
They could have
like,
just let her smoke marijuana or something.
Tell him she could have won $11 million.
Or a kiss from Bob.
Watch them all fly to Florida.
Well, like, the woman is apparently confused anyway.
Of course.
And the younger lady, who was 41, actually, like, this article doesn't say it, but they said on the news that she was actually living with her to help care for her. Because the old lady got
like medicinal cocaine use or what?
Crack cocaine use,
right?
Hey, let's not belittle cocaine here. It's crack cocaine. It wasn't nothing classy like cocaine.
Cocaine.
So did the lady die?
No, she's fine.
She's 83. Yeah. She's fine.
I wonder if she's like saw a whole new world and like she's That'd just like addicted now.
Oh no.
And she's out on the corner she's in like her wheelchair.
Social security money.
On Wabash.
Oh hey, Ricky.
Like her Medicare cash. She's like, I felt best I've ever felt in my whole life. I'm just always dancing.
She's turning in her social security check for like a rock.
Yeah. Sucking dick for rocks.
And then somebody
the
just gives her a gravel instead of a real rock.
What? She's 83.
That was a horrible mental picture in 83.
Woman what? 83 year old women like to suck dick too.
Yeah, man. Come on. Blanche on Golden Girls? Let's go.
Yeah. You just ruined that show for me. I actually
the whole show.
Dude, I love that show, but Blanche is a fucking slut. That's why it's so funny.
Yeah.
The whole show is the grandma and Dorothy making fun of everybody else because Rose is a dumbass and Blanche is a whore. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the whole show. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
I like how he summed it up, like, what, 10 years ago?
You know, I summed it up like, you guys don't have, well, before I even say it, you'll probably laugh, but we have this this cable company out here called Cox, like, yeah. COX.
Still have Cox Communications.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. They have the worst name ever, because it always makes people giggle, and it's like, you know, after I've heard it about 500 times, it's not funny anymore. But anyway, you know, Cox has this amazing ability to sum up movies and shows in, like, a sentence. And it's always like 1.5 or 2 stars for a movie. They never give anything more than that. You know, it could be like, you know, Academy Award winning movie, and they'll be like, 2.25 stars. Yeah, whatever. Like, you know, for Fight Club, they're like, crazy pent up tension white collar worker invents imaginary friend and has club. And that's it. That's like Fight Club right there.
In the synopsis?
Well, they ruin it, and they also, like, I mean, they sum it up. They sum it up so easily that it's like, when you really read it, it's like, wow, that is all Fight Club is. You know what I mean?
That makes me really mad.
Yeah, that is kind of upsetting. Like, oh, good, I don't need to watch that.
Well, yeah, and then they're like, oh, 2.5 stars, whatever.
Yeah, but Fight Club got way underrated than it should be. It has, like, it has more of a cult following than it has, like, when it was box office and everything.
I didn't really like it that much. I don't know, it was alright. I liked the Cox thing, like, sentence, because it was like, dude, that's what it is. Like Donnie Darko, it's like, crazy kid imagines shit, and his family's house gets hit by an airplane. Bam! That's Donnie Darko right there.
Alright,
that's
Ryan,
like the whole movie.
You ready to bring us in?
Would you rather do this or that?
Bring it in. Just a little, just a tip, just to see how it feels.
Ooh. That's hot.
He was really scared.
I'm totally confused right now.
All right, we'll let Steffi goes first. Let you go first, yeah.
Okay, would you rather have a moderate stutter but unlimited credit at Foot Locker, or have a good short-term memory but always tack on a real sarcastic Einstein at the end of any compliment? And I would probably want the unlimited credit at Foot Locker.
Me too.
I love shoes.
Those are both really fucking
sneakers,
annoying.
So I don't know. I'll go with the Foot Locker.
I would do the Foot Locker.
Oh, I forgot to listen. I'm sorry. I was reading mine.
Do you want to read it, Ryan? I'm not.
Yeah,
reading
I'll
it
read
again.
It.
Excuse me. Mexi Melt.
Well, I don't want to read mine.
Read it.
Why is it gross?
I don't want to.
Do you want me to read it?
I want the second one with the Einstein. That sounds fun.
What would you do, Herb?
Xanadu is going to read mine for me because I refuse to read it.
Dude, those both sound really annoying. I would do the stutter and then get speech therapy because I have no interest in shoes, but I don't want to say Einstein after everything. So yeah,
that would be like
Einstein.
Okay, this is Misty's. Would you, for $38,000, get a 7-minute lap dance from your grandmother, who's dressed in nothing but a thong and prescription orthopedic shoes? Yes, I would.
Wait, or...
No, that's or just what? Yes or no.
That's just yes or no.
But we have to know the other one.
There isn't another one.
Say it again.
Would you, for $38,000, get a 7-minute lap dance from your grandmother, who's dressed in nothing but a thong and prescription orthopedic shoes?
Well, considering she's not around and I never met her, sure.
So,
whatever.
Like a dead chick.
Mine's dead.
Yeah. Mine was dead before I was born.
Mine's alive and kicking, and for $38,000, I'd do that.
I would say
dude,
yes.
I would give her some
crack cocaine and have her do it.
And steal her pension?
And then we'll both just forget about it.
And steal her orthopedic shoes.
Dude, I don't like questions like that, because it's always like, well, would you do this for this amount of money? And it's like, who cares? Like, the money doesn't really matter at that point.
Would you do it for $10? No.
Right, but the money doesn't really matter at that point, and neither does the action, because it's like, you know, like whoever said it, because I can't tell the difference between Missy and Stephanie, but...
Oh!
Is that a time zone diss?
No, you're both girls, and I don't know. You know, it's Ryan and...
He doesn't know girls.
All girls sound alike to you, huh?
Well, all drunk girls at Applebee's do.
That's true.
You know, like I was saying last time, it's the same girl every time.
Puked in my hair.
All right, we're down to
exactly.
We're down to 6 minutes. Here's mine. Would you rather have to have sex in the same position every night, or have to have sex in a different position every night you can never repeat?
The first one, because you would run out. Like they act like there's all they act like there's all these different sexual, you know, positions, but basically there's about 10 and the rest are just copies of each other.
No, I saw this one of like 101 different positions, and believe me, there was 101.
No, yeah, I saw that too, and they show like the mannequins. I mean, they have the little dolls that like exemplify them, but it's like
there's one called the
Barrel. It's like weird places.
Right, but it's like who cares? Because dude, once you get too complicated, then I can't concentrate and then I get limp. So whatever.
All right, Ryan, yours. We have like 5 minutes left.
Okay. Would you rather have your love emails posted on Google's homepage, or have the soundtrack of your love making be available as an iTunes podcast for download? I say the second one because everyone wants to hear that.
Everyone wants to hear the Love Master.
Yeah, no, they just want.
Everyone wants to hear the Beardless Hobbit.
Oh, time zone diss.
I would do that one too.
Man, that diss came from 2 hours behind.
Three.
Yeah, because y'all are in weird, no daylight.
Weird, like
savings,
no daylight savings plans. Yeah, dude, I didn't hear the first one, so
join America. Have your love emails posted on Google's homepage.
Our love emails? What do you mean?
Yeah, apparently
like
emails
love notes?
Say like, hi. Like, you know when you send Ricky emails? And they're all cute.
Yeah, but it's like, all that stuff I've said on the show pretty much, so it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
I'd do the first one.
I think you're taking the questions a little bit further than they need to go.
I just tell them.
All right, the first one. That's my answer.
All right.
To the face.
I would say the first one.
You're so gay.
But what would you do, Misty?
I don't know. I don't care.
Exactly. See, no. I'm right there with that. Me and Misty are like on the same page like 24 hours a day. Because the reason why I do look so far into the questions, because it's like, either way, it's like, whatever. So I'm kind of analyzing why the fuck I would even be asked this question anyway. You know what I mean?
You take the fun out of it, though.
No, but it's stupid. Some of them are funny, but it's like, some of them are like, dude, wow, I can't decide. $38,000 on my grandma's lap dance.
He said wow, and Ryan's like, what?
Shut up. Stop making fun of me.
Okay.
That's why when people talk about deaf and disabled and they abbreviate it as D&D, I'm like, what? What's up?
I'm like, Dungeons and Dragons?
I got my dice in the car.
Don and Drew. Your dice. You're like 400-sided die.
Yeah. I own a set of die, okay? They're purple.
Mine.
I have
like the 40-sided one.
They're not
no, I have die. Like the 7-piece set. I think what is the most? 20?
A 6.
And it's total-sided die.
Sometimes you get 2 sixes because they use, like, one of the sixes is a 3-sided dice.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're talking about this.
I think the biggest one is, like, a 12-sided die.
No,
that's not like
no
a
there's
12,
one that's
20,
bigger.
And there's 100. 100 is the biggest one. Most people don't own 100. It's hard to get. It's pretty much a ball, basically. It has so many sides, and it's you have to have a very flat surface, and you have to expect it to
isn't it called, like, a dodecahedron or
And if you yawn, it switches sides.
Steffi's like smart
think
and junk.
So.
It's a dodecahedron.
I think I got that from Phantom Tollbooth.
Yeah, because deck is 10. And
dude, the Phantom Tollbooth.
Yeah.
Whoa. What is that?
It's a book.
I know, but explain it.
It sounds very
familiar.
It's a book about a kid that, like, I don't know, he's bored with his life or something. He comes home one day and finds a toll booth and then goes to this land.
Oh, my God.
Where there's the doldrums, which is really
the doldrums.
And, yeah.
It's a cartoon.
Did you see that movie?
It's a movie, too, yeah.
Yeah, it's a live-action movie, but then he goes into the TV or whatever. Or he goes into the thing, and then it's, like, a cartoon. That is a fucking badass movie. I can't believe you just said that. That's awesome. Who was that?
That was Steffi.
Dude, no. It's awesome. I was just talking about that the other day. I can't believe you said that. That's so random.
I'm sorry. I've read this book. I'm sorry I brought something that makes you so happy.
I'm sorry. I'm such a dork.
No, that's, like, amazing. Like, that's like, incredible.
I just read it, like, a couple weeks ago.
Well, why don't you just come move with her, then?
Oh.
Because she doesn't have a penis?
I don't have a penis.
Podcast drama. Podcast.
You never know.
No, I know.
Maybe there's secrets.
I'm aware.
Like female ejaculation secrets.
I have to show you guys that video before you guys leave.
Okay.
It's really interesting.
What video?
Misty doesn't seem very enthused.
The female ejaculation.
You don't want to see the female
ejaculation? I've seen that before.
Okay.
I am somebody who
loves porn.
Ricky, you need to show them that guy.
I've seen
that,
a lot of
that
porn.
Ejaculates. You need to show them that guy that ejaculates like a fucking water hose.
Oh my god!
The guy that's like way too
that's
much.
Gross.
Have you seen?
I have it.
The
I
bald
have
guy
it.
And I think you've seen it. The one, the bald guy, and he sticks his head up her, and she's all like, "Wee!" And then he's just like a neck. It's so weird.
Ew!
I'll find it and I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
That's so gross.
None of you have ever seen that.
Oh. Dude, and she has to give him oxygen by like queefing.
I don't understand how he was breathing. Because he was up there for a while. I just kind of assumed that maybe there is some air up there.
That's amazing.
There's some air up there.
Hey, so we're out of time, right?
Well, we have 6 minutes left, so we need to do the ending.
I thought we had 5 minutes left 5 minutes ago.
Well, that was the warning.
Oh. All right, well, anyway, hey, everybody, since we haven't talked about this in a while, Bear Watch 8 is May 18th through the 20th. For some reason, I thought it had already passed, but it hasn't. So, Misty, if you want to make us flyers, that would be amazing, because then we can send them to Bearwatch, and then we can get, like, 5 billion other listeners.
You know what's really weird that you mentioned that? Because Ricky and I had discussed the flyers before, and I actually brought him kind of like a sample tonight. That's kind of weird.
That's cool.
I know, but I told him.
Yeah, we should,
I know,
like...
But it's just like,
yeah,
you know.
That we need them, yeah.
We should make a billion copies and send them, like,
and
very
soon, because...
And I think
that size would work, too. Like, doing them on 4 on a page like that, and then cut them.
Yeah.
I think it... Is it in here?
Yeah,
yeah. Ricky, will you talk to Rick?
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
All right, because that... I'm like, seriously, that would really boost, like, the popularity of the show, like, tremendously. I mean, apparently there's going to be.
I don't care how popular the show is. I just love doing it.
I don't
fuck
even
that.
Know,
I like doing it, and I like the popularity.
I know.
It's not even my show.
Like, Misty was so happy today. She kept texting my wife. I can't wait till tonight. I can't wait till tonight.
I know, because I'm lame.
I was
it's because
excited.
I'm lame.
All right, so.
I know, right?
Anyone else have anything to add before we end?
Last one, I said for people to email me. I didn't get any. I'm depressed.
Oh, we're used to that. Don't.
So, just one.
People like to listen, but they don't like to participate.
Yeah, that's weird.
Just
that's
one, misty79@gmail.com.
Even people that don't like to listen like to listen and
hold
participate.
Hold on, Herb. Hold on. Say it again, Misty.
Misty79@gmail.com.
Okay.
Just you can email me, too.
And what's your email?
It's liberatethegspot@gmail.com.
Hot.
Liberate, like take it out, like
liberate,
appendix?
Like free the
set
G
it
spot.
Free,
set it free,
like tonsils or
no, not at all. I want it to stay where it is.
But you want men to find
then
it.
You
so you have to set up like
video.
Signs.
Yes.
You
have
to
that's usually how to massage it.
I don't know what is so hard about.
You have to play it like Clue. You have to play it like Clue, man. You have to be like, oh, it was Ryan with the candlestick in the kitchen, you know, in my vagina. I don't know.
All right, so. I want to remind everyone to go to the website, www.foulmonkeys.com. And
yep, and check us out on MySpace, myspace.com/foulmonkeys.
Also go to iTunes and leave us a review because we need them. Do you have iTunes?
Yes.
Then you need to leave us a review.
That's where I got your show.
Oh. And on a completely contradictory side note, iPods suck, and that's all I'm going to say.
Whatever. Anyway, I'm beeping that out.
Okay, I agree, and that was
I'm beeping
advice.
All that out.
I love
them. Also,
Steffi loves them.
They're awesome.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
No one else can hear
you. Also,
and probably her.
Go to.
Yeah, right. No one else can hear you.
Also,
I'm
trying to talk.
Ricky's like, fucking
also,
leave.
I want to tell everyone to. Oh, I am me. FM Ricky B. You can IM some other people too if you want to give them your IM. No.
Not really.
No. They're all scared.
Well, no,
yeah, say mine too.
I just don't.
And you can IM Herb on AIM at HerbSig.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's on Yahoo too. Same shit.
Anything else, people?
Mm-mm, no.
Steffi, how did you like your first podcast?
I really liked it. Oh, yeah. You want to have me back?
Oh, you're welcome to come back.
Did we find the G spot?
No. I don't remember you guys even trying.
Oh.
No. I mean, like, your podcast G-spot. Like, your podcast carry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Podcast guest.
We're not as cool as, like, Don and Drew, though.
I think you're as cool as Don and Drew. They're doing the same stuff over and over again now. They got an ATV, though.
But, wait, what?
Yeah, that's true.
Like a...
Don and Drew.
Like a four-wheeler.
Yeah, they, like, did a video. They do Don and Drew TV. They had, like, a video Don of Don and Drew ATV. TV. But they're
See, I was right with... I was, like, an all-terrain vehicle.
It was kind of a lame video.
They live on a farm, too.
I know. It's so awesome. One of the chickens died.
Oh, God. Sad. That was sad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was sad. I cried, actually.
I didn't cry. I wasn't that hardcore.
Would you live with me on my non-hippie commune?
I would totally live with you on your non-hippie commune as long as I could be naked all day.
Oh! They just bumped heads.
I didn't realize you were going that way.
All right. We're out of here, people. This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
Herb.
This is Stephanie.
Oh, this is Ryan.
And we're out. Later.
Sorry. I'm sorry.